The party organizers billed the event as a funeral, but the atmosphere was anything but somber. At the closing night of Café Jamaisi, also known as Ahuet Lezez, or the Glass Café in English, this man sings the praises of the restaurant, now closed after 90 years as a Lebanese institution. "Beloved ones, we came to the café to party," he sings. "By us, the café grew better." Other locals and longtime customers read poems lamenting what they call the death of this Beirut icon. Not far from the front lines of the battles that devastated Beirut in the 1970s and 80s, Café Jamaisi remained open during the Civil War and steadfast during the remodeling that has changed much of what remained in the years that followed. Café owner Angel Abi Haidar says during the war, the café was a safe haven for beleaguered locals. Many families fled the area, but those that remained found camaraderie and relative safety inside the restaurant. Regulars came daily and played cards or backgammon while drinking coffee and smoking argila, otherwise known as shisha or hookah.
They came each day, every day, from 7, 8 o'clock till 7 the evening. And whenever a bomb or a shell came, they went to the kitchen, and they continue their day very, very cool, yeah.
Save Beirut Heritage, the group that organized the cafe's last hurrah, says in the past 15 years, about 1,300 historical buildings have been torn down in Beirut, and several iconic coffee houses have shut their doors. Giorgio Tarif, one of the founders of the organization, says since they opened 9 months ago, they have connected with more than 7,000 supporters on the internet and successfully lobbied for the preservation of all or part of 50 buildings.
We want to preserve Beirut's old houses and try to preserve our architectural heritage and, more importantly, our human heritage.
Although the Lebanese Ministry of Culture has guidelines that restrict the destruction of historical buildings in Beirut, the actual laws concerning the issue date back more than 80 years, says Tarif. He says they need an urgent update. Activists say the fact that Lebanese politicians often own the development companies that profit from replacing old buildings has made it harder to fight for the historical landmarks. Save Beirut Heritage volunteer Gus Neymani says destroying buildings in Beirut is robbing the city of its history and of its future as a tourist destination. Neymani says the organization threw a farewell party for Café Jamaisi because in the past, when other historical landmarks have been shut down, no one knew and no one protested.
They shut down without anybody saying anything. But now that we are here, we're not just going to, you know, like, be quiet about it. We're going to say, no, we don't agree with what you're doing.
For Angela Bihaidar, who said goodbye to the cafe her family has owned for more than 60 years this week, the parting was bittersweet. The widespread closing of historical landmarks in Beirut makes her sad, she says. But, she adds, it makes her more determined to make the new cafe she just opened remain traditional and uniquely Lebanese. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Beirut.